This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade: December corn, $3.74 and a half, down 6. March, $3.82 and three quarters, down 5 and a half. May, $3.89, down 5 and a quarter. November soybeans, $8.67 and three quarters, down 14 and a quarter. January, $8.64, down 20. March, $8.66 and a quarter, down 20 and a quarter. December wheat, $5.26 and a quarter, unchanged. March, $5.27, down 1 and a half. May, $5.28 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. December oats, $2.24 and a half, down 1 and a half. March, $2.25 and three quarters, down 2 and a quarter. December soybean meal, $2.96.40, down 5.40. January, $2.95.20, down 5.80. March, $2.93.40, down 5.90. December soybean oil, $27.83, down 67. January, $28.11, down 67. March, $28.29, down 71. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon. Corn and soybean futures ended lower, weakened by poor export demand and lower than expected weekly export sales figures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 5 to 7 lower at 349 to 362. Soybean bids down 14 to 16 cents at 827 to 855. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 to 7 cents at 355 to 380, while soybean bids dropped 14 to 20 cents at 846 to 866. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents lower at 359 to 387, soybeans down 20 to 25 cents at 841 to 862, and wheat bids mostly steady at 424 to 470. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 14 to 20 cents at 878 to 882. Basis ended at 14 to 18 over to January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $392.40 to $311.40 per ton. That's down $5.40 per ton, with basis steady ranging from 4 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 6 cents lower at 374 to 398, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at option to 24 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents lower at 374 to 381, with basis steady to 4 cents stronger at option to 7 over December. Soybeans dropped 12 to 23 cents at 867 to 872, with basis mixed ranging from 3 to 8 over the January. New crop wheat bids today down 5 cents at 452 to 483. Basis ended steady at 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 7 lower at 388 to 390. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 14 to 20 cents with quotations at 889 to 893. Soft wheat steady at 450 to 451, while Milo dropped 7 cents at 374 to 381. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 348 up to 365. January soybean bids range from 834 up to 852. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 355 up to 386. January soybean bids were at 843 to 866. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 369 up to 394. January soybean bids were at 850 to 871. And wheat bids for June-July delivery wheat in southern Illinois, those bids range from 470 up to 508. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, $135.40, down $182. February, $137.67, down $197. April, $137.05, down $140. November feeder cattle, $182.62, down $352. January, $173.50, down $417. March, 170.67 down 360. December lean hogs, 55.90 down 147. February, 59.05 down 97. April, 64.42 down 77. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.60 lower in the range of $51 to $55.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $54.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $4 lower on weak demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 33 to 37, 4 to 5 weights 36 to 40, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 43, and 6 weights and up 42 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trending $2 lower, and again, weak demand for heavy offerings ranging from $34 to $38. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 10,995 head. And now for the recap. From the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 617 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 127 to 135. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 118 to 122. And choice slaughter heifers were 128 to 130. Now on to the feeders, some return to the farm calves. Holstein males, 70 to 95 pounds, were bringing 130 to 370 per head. Holstein steers, large threes, 5 weights, brought 150. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 5 weights, brought 168 to 199, and 6 weights, 169 to 182. They also had some feeder heifers, medium and large twos. 5 weights were 150 to 170. Now moving on to real livestock auction. They had receipts of 333 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 123.50 to 134.50, with some higher dressing, 135 to 136. Choice slaughter heifers, 128 to 134.50. And onto their feeder cattle, feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights, 184 to 198. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, 5 weights were 183, and 6 weights were 135. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis, 129 to 131, and on a dress basis, 203 to 206. Heifers on a live basis, 130 to 130.50, and on a dress basis, 204 to 206. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 304 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $75.78, and that was 63 cents lower. For the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $218.86, that was $1.28 lower, with select carcasses at $208.65, that was $1.04 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000, that compared to 434,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
A dairy group is helping to promote prostate cancer awareness. In 2003, 30 men from Australia said no to using razors for the month of November to raise awareness for the cancer. They dubbed the month Movember in honor of the mustaches or mustaches they sprouted. Movember is now a worldwide phenomenon, and the Dairy Group is helping with this effort. The Mo Dairy campaign notes that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and dairy farmers are not exempt from this statistic. They want you to post a mustache photo to their Facebook page to help promote awareness of the cancer, and then Mo Dairy will donate $5 to the Movember Foundation for each photo submitted. The ultimate goal of the campaign is to encourage men to schedule an annual health screening with their doctor. The text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement was released yesterday, and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack released this statement. The release of the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is an important step forward in the process to make this landmark agreement for U.S. agriculture a reality. The text confirms that this agreement provides new market access across the board for America's farmers and ranchers by lowering tariffs and eliminating other barriers, and will also boost exports and support jobs in our rural economies. This agreement will expand U.S. agricultural exports, generate more rural economic activity, and support higher-paying American jobs. Last week, I met a couple of celebrities while I was at the National FFA Convention, and today we'll be hearing from yet another celebrity, but this time it's a local girl. Ariel Weinman of Brighton has been reigning as Miss Rodeo Illinois this year, and I had a chance to talk with her about this experience.
I'm from Brighton, Illinois, actually, and I guess it started from background from when I was a kid. Some kids played soccer. I rode horses. That was just what I did, and that's still what I do. So it just kind of built up from there, and people said it was a phase, and now I'm 24 and still into horses. So it's just never ended for me.
Were you involved with horses throughout your school career, like 4-H or high school rodeo?
Yeah, growing up, I started taking riding lessons when I was about 5, and took lessons all through my childhood. And then once I got a little older, I started in 4-H and was in a couple different 4-H clubs, showed horses in 4-H, or dogs in 4-H, was really active in 4-H. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I started high school rodeo, and that's really where I got involved with the rodeo industry.
And did that lead you to competing for the title that you now have, Miss Rodeo Illinois?
Definitely. That's where I was first exposed to Miss Rodeo Illinois as an organization. Kelsey Walker was the first Miss Rodeo Illinois I'd ever met, and she really made a big impact on me and was kind of the leader, looking back, of competing for Miss Rodeo Illinois as a title.
Well, let's talk about that. What did you have to do to compete? I mean, what goes into competing for Miss Rodeo Illinois?
Competing for the titles, very similar to what some may be familiar with as far as maybe a county fair queen pageant that they're used to seeing, except we trade out evening gowns for Wranglers and cowboy boots, and instead of a talent, we do a horsemanship pattern where we're actually judging our horsemanship skills. We do a speech, a prepared speech. We take actually a written exam about rodeo knowledge and the overall industry, and about the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And we also do an impromptu question, as most people are familiar with, as well as the horsemanship pattern, as I mentioned before.
Ariel began her reign on January 1st after being a lady-in-waiting, and will reign for the remainder of 2015. She will be competing in the Miss Rodeo America competition at the end of the month.
Here, right after Thanksgiving, I'll be getting on an airplane and head out to Las Vegas to compete for Miss Rodeo America. So it's part of kind of some of the festivities for the National Finals Rodeo, which is also held in Vegas, right? So kind of the end of the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So that'll be the next big adventure and kind of the cherry on top for the year, if you want to put it that way, I guess.
Sure. Now, will you be competing? Will there be ladies there from every state, or how does that work?
There's 33 of us total, so not every state is represented, but they're from all over. There's Kentucky, Ohio, California, New York, so from all ends of the country.
In preparation for the big competition, there will be a tack auction and barn dance this Saturday at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey.
It is my Vegas or bust send-off party and tack auction. So we're going to have a tack auction starting off earlier in the day, and then about 2 o'clock is when the tack auction will start, and then at 7 is when our DJ is going to start.
And now, is this on Saturday of this weekend?
Yes.
And if people are interested in attending, where is this going to be at? And then if they would like more information, how can they get that too?
The dance and tack auction are going to be at the same place. It's going to be at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey, Illinois. So right off 255, super easy to get to. If you'd like more information, I would have them definitely check out our Mr. Illinois Facebook page. The flyers will be posted there, as well as the Mr. Illinois website. So we do have a plate lunch. Folks are welcome to purchase, and then there will be adult beverages and regular beverages served as well. So come out and have a good time with us. It's going to be a party. If you missed out on the coronation, that was in January. It was a really good time, so we're hoping to have an even better time at this dance.
Over the past year, Ariel says she has worked with several people and businesses, and without them, none of this would have been possible.
This year, I've gotten to do so many amazing things and go to places that I never, ever expected I would be able to, especially ride in the arenas that I got to be in. So it's amazing, but I couldn't do that without my sponsors. Barrington Saddlery, Lewis and Clark Community College, Prairie Rodeo Photography, Corinne Rochelle Photography. They've just been such a blessing this year. I have so many other sponsors, but it'd be forever to name them all. But definitely check out our Miss Rodeo Illinois website. They're all listed on the website. A lot of the websites for the companies, everybody's just been such a blessing, and I can't really thank them enough.
Once again, that was Miss Rodeo Illinois, Ariel Weinman of Brighton. The tack auction and barn dance is this Saturday, November 7th, at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.